Blog Talk Radio.
New you. That's a song that's being offered by Dwayne Hepner, founder of the New Presentation. Wonderful worldwide educators that is offering a real guidance and a real education so we can learn about life and these psych realms, the physical, which is our body, and the astral, which is our feelings, emotions, and causal, which is our memories, and the mental, our thoughts and ideas, and then there's our etheric body, our intuition. And then there's a deep, dark border that we have to be able to have guidance and real universal guides to get us through the shell into the real universes. So today I'm going to talk a little about the new presentation that's being offered. If you look up www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, see what it says and see if it makes sense to you. You're the one that decides whether you want to become involved or not. And there's projects that are in development that you can become involved with and have a real purpose in life. There's new books by Dwayne. It goes by Dwayne the Great Writer, available at lulu.com. And I'll read a little bit of one of the new books today. New book 7 of the Adventure Is series by Dwayne the Great Writer. How could it even be possible that this has happened to me? Yet here I am, and for an untold amount of years that I cannot remember when I was a person at all. I have dreams and visions of so many things, yet I cannot touch any of them. It would seem that all life is nothing but a bitter hell to live and endure, he said as he sobbed. From the darkness of the lower levels of life, yes, it would seem so, Alexander. But from where we come from, there is no darkness, and all life shines real and true. Let me show you, said Lou, as she raised her hand and made the view appear as a large screen upon one of the castle walls. The scene opened to where Alexander saw himself as he once was, a fine-looking man in a well-groomed society. During that time, he had accomplished a lot and was the owner of a huge transportation company that traded with many countries, and so he was very well known around the world. Because of his position, wealth, and place in life, the dark brats took a real interest in him. When they had their agents first approach him, they were very friendly, and it did seem as though they were sincere. Until Alexander did some checking through his own sources to discover who these people really were and who they represented. He flat out told them he would have nothing to do with them, as Alexander's family had had the business he was running for generations and built it up greater than any of his ancestors. This is the reason the elites finally sought him out, because of the wealth he had acquired and all the contacts he had. The agents of the Dark Brats tried several attempts, but Alexander did not give in. So a dark plan by the elites was devised to where he would still be alive, but actually dead at the same time. The Dark Brats already had thousands of werewolves and vampires all around the earth. So it would be very easy for them to have any of them bite Alexander, as he would then become cursed and obedient, plus the fact that they would turn his three daughters into vampires if he did not do as they say. The story became so that Alexander did not give in and he was bitten, along with the kidnapping of his three young and innocent daughters. Lou showed him the reason for his werewolf situation, as Alexander had been a brutal slave trader in a previous life with the same alienoids and made huge amounts of financial wealth. He had tortured many for his own pleasure, as they were prisoners of his will. Now, the same alienoids who kept their memory of all their existence here knew who Alexander was, as he came into a new life unaware of where he had been with the elites from his past. They now wanted control of all he had established, as this is how the Dark Brats work and plan their schemes, while others work to collect their fortunes that are soon gone from unseen sources, which the elites control. Now, you better understand what has cast your fate, as you are not alone, not at all, because there are millions like you here who were employed by the same alienoids. As each person had established their worth on the earth and other rock worlds, you have free will, and at any given moment you can change your course and be a real captain instead of a bleeding heart slave to the shadowy bunch. A real life is so much greater than you can ever imagine, but you must decide to set your imagination into an unknown area and test yourself to see what you can do and accomplish. Otherwise, all you will ever have is this place of doom. You must decide your courage level and go for it. Let's see. Or stay as a bug in the darkness. This is all the test of the lost soul who has been tortured with the ideas of a salvation from someone in the past who will be coming again to fix your life. As you sit and wait and read premeditated documents devised from traitors, the real guides of the All Is are beyond the saviors and saints of material embodiments, and they are always now. Time, as you have been taught and know it, is but an illusion of slavery devised by the alienoids and their make-believe gods of men. I can see that I cannot convince you of anything, as this is not how the true reality is, for it is only what it is, and each one of us must grasp its reality, or wander in the fabrications of the lower senses, said Lou. I could plainly see that Alexander did realize and recognize some of what Lou showed him and told him, but he was so far down the scale of life that it would take a huge focus for him to get through all the karmic endeavors he had created over many lifetimes. You can start your real journey in this very moment Alexander, but you will be facing unbelievable odds for the longest of times. We will assist you, but you must also assist others like you, said Lou. I don't know. All I see is myself as this monster and nothing else. As I look out over this place of horror, all I see is others like me who are living this same nightmare, he said as he hung his head. You and everyone else in life has an imagination, and it has been filled with far too many images that have confused you. You have been taught that you are only a human or a creature, and now have become a werewolf, a person of some world in the realms of deep, dark space. But this is so untrue. You are a being of light, but only you can unravel the hiddenness of this real truth. There are so many other dimensions right here that you are not seeing. As you have a programmed mind, you are always looking to for answers, which from it, real truth will never exist. You will always have your own truths, but they are merely fabrications like that of anything on the round worlds and what the dictators have ployed the masses into believing. It is true that it will take you a long time to evolve to even what you once were. But as long as you do not try, then you have already decided not to evolve, but to sink deeper in this mire of a holocaust. All reality is now. This is real and true. So it is always up to you what your life will become. You, like endless others, have been brainwashed into thinking that you need to look to some form of authority, such as those who have seized some sort of power, or the deities that people pray to and worship. Here again is a huge fallacy, contrived by those who are not willing to work for their share, but to use others to harvest what they want, which is always more than they deserve, said Lou. I like what you are saying, but I am so convinced that this is all I am. Like the hair on this body, this is all I feel, he said. Start watching your dream visions. At night, we will assist you as long as you pay attention and are motivated to try and do better. What you have done is affecting a lot of people through so many dimensions, all the way into the material realms. You have a strong tie to the alienoids who rule many of the rock worlds, and it will take great courage on your part to break free. As they always have, the dark brats will threaten you and blackmail you, then destroy you if you do not bend to their demands. The governments of many of the material planets have succumbed to the self-destructive nature of tyrants who will stop at nothing to seize all they can, including the minds and hearts of everyone. The real happiness people are seeking is not with their material embodiments, but from a great and pure perception unlike any human has ever known or read about. The pure reality, the all is far too vast and hidden for anyone in the material senses to imagine it does exist. Here is a reality so wonderful, and there is no worship or petitioning, but a real position that only you can choose for yourself, as you have the right to do so, said Lou. Alexander looked at us, not knowing what to say, as we gave him a slight wave and then left with Bluey. He will have the greatest of struggles to even understand a little of what the two of you said, remarked Bluey. That is very true, as he is very encumbered by all he has agreed to and created with his designed consciousness, I said. This part of our adventure was to see who would have an inclination of waking up to something real. Lou and I performed this journey so that Dwayne the Great Writer could verify the real side experiences to share with those who had the courage to test the new you sessions. We ventured on and passed many dark and gloomy places. As Lou and I felt our way along to where we would be stopping next. Then in the distance, we saw a huge gargoyled castle with the strangest of vines growing all over the outside. I wanted to hear what Fluey had to say about this place we were coming to. That is the castle of one of the many dark lords of the heathen vampires. There are vast sectors here, and we are in his sector, Lord Vladagroom. He sees that all vampires in this section are obedient to him, and they must deliver all the blood he wants. When a vampire has proven themselves among all the others to be the strongest, they become lord, to where they no longer have to hunt for embodiments. Then they can sit back and live with their seductions, such as all the nymphs who are part of their harem, so they do not have to risk being seen outside of their own domain, said Fluey. I can see that you know this lord very well. So what is your opinion of him? I asked just to see what she would say. Don't look for any redeemable quality. He is very much in love with what I am providing him, as all those who are here, she said. We came to the front door, and as we did, the strange-looking vine that encompasses this place came alive and started to wrap itself around Lou and I, but was suddenly burnt and then backed way off. It is instant karma for anyone who touches us in any way, except with pure love. When we then knocked on the door, and as we did, the door automatically opened. It was all a setup like a well-planned-out horror movie. Humans may wonder where all the ideas for movies come from, and it is all here, from monster movies to soap operas, anything the influence has charge of. We are at the basic bottom of the Ashtron world. The real side of what humans are viewing as screen images on their computers and TVs, not realizing they are connecting themselves to this devilish place. Here is where people who do drugs end up when they OD, or after their earthly life is over. No matter what belief they have, as it is all about the involvement a person has, which equals their state of invented consciousness. Also, the disharmonious vibrations of so much of the so-called music that humans listen to subject them to this arena of bad dreams. All of us walked into the murky, dark, and gloomy entrance. And as soon as we were in, the door closed behind us. It was pitch black for a moment, and then someone lit a candle. As they were holding it and walking towards us, I instantly knew it was the butler, or hypnotized servant of the castle lord. He was a very old, bent-over fellow, just like the movies portray. Welcome, new guests. His lordship will soon be here, he said. I could see that this fellow had been here for lifetimes, as I was reading his universal files. The Akashic records do show certain things about a person, which is what earthly psychics use to read a person, but their insight is very limited and not always accurate. This fellow had been here for several hundred years, as he was a drug user on a planet called Garil. through his association with these vampires, he ended up here. As he was not a strong person, but one who has a more frail body and attitude. His idea of living was to belong to the so-called in generation, which became his sentence here until he is able to see through all this and muster the courage to do something about his life. His name is Jordouche, and he is not a bad soul like so many, but he got caught up with all this, and now he is their slave. As I was looking at Jordouche's universal files, I could hear footsteps from a dark hallway as they came closer, holding two candles and wearing a full-length black robe that dragged on the floor. A huge frame of a creature person came into the room we were in. Greetings, fellow travelers. I am your host while you are here. I am Drake, he said, as his remark reminded me of what Gerald would say, as he likes his Sewell trivia idea. Lou and I nodded as Bluey gave him a big smile as he returned the compliment as though they were the great lovers. I can see that you know Gerald and his mistress Crony, as you were just considering him, he said with a sly voice and mannerism. You can see beyond this world of yours. I am is you, you, you. And this is my friend, you are is high you. We are just visiting this dimension, I said. Welcome, and oh yes, I can see many things. I taught a lot of the military on the planet Earth, the one where your embodiment is. They call it remote viewing and also use Astron projectile to enter the human's dream state. I can see that there is a lot more to you and your lovely friend here than I can see. You are from somewhere I have never known, so please tell me, he asked. Then Bluey interrupted and said, I told you about this one before. He is so much more than you can ever know. Really, I like the adventure and challenge of something unknown, as it is always a surprise as to what could happen, he said with a smile. We are in the dimensional shift to see if there are those who would be interested in gaining an elevated awareness of life, said Lou. Wow, that sounds interesting, said Drake with a bit of sarcasm. And how is this elevated awareness accomplished? It really is very simple. First off, you must want to explore beyond what you have come to know as your own truths, is one way of looking at it. From all that you have ever decided and lived, there is so much more that cannot even be imagined, as it is far too vast and wonderful to describe. Then we show you how to do the new you sessions, which start to give you the real connection to the sound light reality of the all is. Because most people are so conditioned to what they have been raised in, it takes a great deal of time to decide a new position to live from. Real experiences start to happen right away with the real guides in one's dream visions, and each person is shown what they can handle according to their own individualized awareness, she said. I have also helped to create some of the religiously spiritual paths on many planets, which are of a higher nature, said Drake. I let Miss Lou handle this one, as we have had more than our share of experiences with the spiritual idea. In the lower realms, there is a creative principle that can be utilized by each person, and they can make whatever they want of their life from any idea, belief, written or spoken word, and any form of documentation. But none of it has anything to do with the pure reality, the all is, she said. This sounds like something the two of you have made up, but it does sound interesting. Can this is thing be controlled with my will? He asked, but I could tell he was just humoring us. No, said Lou, very straightforward. Then, what good is this thing you call the is? It would seem to me that it is more of a childish fantasy than anything tangible and useful for my purposes. I need to have something I can grab and have for myself like you, he said as he went to touch Lou. Ah! What did you do to me, you bitch? He screamed as he fell to his knees, holding his arm from the shock. I knew we had had this experience before with him. Was I dreaming this time? You are your own fate, vampire fool. You and all those like you will have lifetimes of dread from all the karma you are creating. We came here to try and help in some way, but none of your kind seems to listen, as all you want is your dark worlds of deadness. My other body on the earth is trying to do the same thing for the blind humans, but the results are usually the same. No one listens to anything that makes sense. So we will leave you to your fat-headedness, I said as Lou and I turned to leave. Bluey walked up to Drake and said, I already told you about him, and now you know. I just love little-minded fools like you. You and I will be around a long time together, Drake. All of us were soon outside, as we could still hear the moaning inside the castle from Drake. Then in the sky, there was a futuristic aircraft spraying something from their vehicle. The Astron chemtrails, said Bluey. The military here does the same as the military on Earth. They spray all the time. It keeps the residents toxed enough to not want to make an effort to leave this place and go somewhere better, which suits me fine. The chemicals in the spray are not deadly like the ones on Earth. But they only want to keep the embodiments drugged and dumbed down here, because they are a food source for the ruling lords. When the vampires devour the blood from others, there are already drugs in it, so it is this type of high they feed on, that they can sustain here forever. Lou and I have our own communication that cannot be sensed by anyone except the Golden Guides. Rebazar came and signaled us to follow him as we instantly disappeared from where Bluey was standing. We were all soon high in an awesome sky. You two have done enough for now. The lower creatures are not going to listen, as I have scanned all at the of that realm, and I could not find even one creature wanting to get themselves out of the transfixions they are in. I will see you soon, he said as he left. Altered dimensional shifting. Something was now taking place, a dimensional shift, to where we would repeat some of these experiences we had already been through, as they were too good to be good lessons and adventures for us. We went cloud hopping as we made our own clouds and sky islands on them. Dwayne on the earth was writing everything down as we were to now move into the informational realm of what the humans might expect from their dictator lord. Just like World War I and II, the imperialist elites have been setting into motion World War III. The Dark Brats had failed at their attempt to create a fake alien invasion, as they wanted to nuke the upper surface of the Earth, as they would have hid with all their goodies in their underground tunnels, but were surprised by the counterattack from the offset forces on Earth. New York, which never has experienced earthquakes, suddenly did in 2011, as it was actually a nuclear blast to the alienoids' underground tunnels, which killed thousands of them and postponed their plans of eliminating billions of surface people. All this seems so hard to accept, as the unaware public is so subdued by the false patriotism from their hypnotic educated upbringing, which of course the elitists like J.D. Rockefeller had helped to create. As we were having a little fun from all the boring creatures we have had met so far, one of the unknown golden guides appeared to us, then escorted us into one of the many sky islands on the etheric level. He telepathically communicated that he wanted to share what could possibly happen as events are unfolding from the past into a near future for the humans on Earth. A World War III scenario was developed decades ago, as two world wars plus other wars have already been achieved by the plans of the Dark Brats. The Third World War envisions have been taking place, as Clinton Toxin, Bush Brain, and now A-Bomb are heading the illegal position of President does, as dumbed down, drugged, and obedient America is firmly entrenched in the Middle East with the majority of its first line units. Then other countries will enact their attacks into other areas of the planet as part of the same setup. Then, with America's forces stretched well beyond the limit, other major powers will invade smaller ones. This will then usher in the start of World War III. Of course, none of this has to happen because everyone has free will. But the elites have been planning this for a long time, and now they are facing a lot of opposition, so they will continue on with as much as they can to the bloody end. 9/11 was a prime factor in this plan to destroy billions of people, simply to prepare for their confinement, as did Adolf Hitler do with the Jews. All those who become emotionally subject to the events on Earth will have to deal with the effects for lifetimes, as it took place with Japan and the Pony earthquake of 2011. On the other side, the unseen Ashtron worlds, the impact of all that is taking place becomes installed in a person, and they will carry the burden into a dark future as they are plagued with more corruption from the dark side and their own undefinable awareness, unidentifiable awareness. There could possibly be such an erosion of confidence in the existing system that citizens will be panicked into giving up their liberties and so-called constitutional form of government. The elites' plan has always called for the dissolution of the U.S. Constitution, even though it was partly theirs to create. As they stand back and watch others create, they can then move in at the right time to do their takeovers. Something like the U.S. Constitution is established to make people feel comfortable and complacent with things. In other words, people always start to take things for granted, thinking in their little minds everything is fine and their future continues to unfold. That would be like assuming that once you watered your house plants, you would never have to water them again. Even though America was first established as the best it could be for the times, all the lost souls who are participating on the earth have stayed asleep to what has been planned for centuries. They forgot to water their house plants, and now what was once created as something to live by, like the rights of each person, is basically dead. Even though people are walking around and telling jokes about all of the funny stuff going on, human history once again is a good lesson, as this is what a doof Hitler planned and did until he self-destructed. What Paul Twitchell brought to the earth has seen its demise in the planned takeover of the dark forces of the influence and has now become the crony conspiracy corporation and her wandering subservient cronies. Yet those involved are so convinced their headmaster knows what he is doing. Very few will take the risk and look to the real side, as they are not ready to develop their courage and go beyond their gods. And it will be so that most people will not listen to anything that makes sense, but merely more political smoothing over that will continue to lullaby the masses, as has always been seen and experienced with the short time it took for the implemented idea of terrorist attacks. The system snakes continue to use the same guise to push people into a huge psychological straitjacket. The ultimate intent is to introduce a global government and a one-world religion where there is only one ideally invented God for all, and everyone must bow and kneel to it as the Koreans do to their one leader. What is taking place are the different stages all souls must go through until they become aware enough to decide to take their own journey to real freedom. Of course, they must first go through all the other steps and stages before they are ready to take on the biggest and hardest journey of all. From time to time, there has to be a shifting from the comfortable positions to those of chaos and discord. And if this does not arouse the individual to seek out the real guides, then those souls must face the future as it unfolds. Life is far too big to just step into and then realize all that it is. So it always takes millions of lifetimes for one to procure themselves into making this monumental decision. And even then, most will only be able to possibly reach the top of the psych realms, as they will have been so overly conditioned with the God idea of worship and lawful obedience. Biblical prophecy plays a part in all of this, as it too is part of this deceitful plan. Tradition involves the creation of others, as most people follow what someone else has created. Yet tradition actually becomes old and dead after a certain time, even though it seems to still have a life of its own. Paul Twitchell was given the rod of power from Rebus Artars, and he decided his creation for mankind. As the responsibility was passed on, each successor was to provide their own uniqueness and expand upon the real position. Instead, the two before Dwayne in the physical went the way of their vain egos, and this has become a tradition with basically most of the religious and spiritual systems. It is true there are many people who have good intentions, but they do not have real experience and the real education it takes to make the real connection to the all is. Most spiritual paths lie heavily on old tradition and the old gods and saviors, as Paul's original creation now does, and so does Durwood's creation, when he and Gerald legally departed from each other. Dwayne has put together the real adventure, without the followers and membership of traditional heritage. His real position is to equally work with others, those who have the real courage to be the being of light they already are. The real position is open to everyone who wants to stand with the new wave is the rod of power now. The real position for all of us is to be the real light, like the sun that shines. Thereby, we automatically are one with all life, and we do not have to interfere with anything. We can now choose what our life is, as we are now everything, and no longer chasing the little illusionary parts. Each person must decide their real journey. They must decide to let go of all the things that do not exist with the pure reality. This is why some only reach a certain level in life, as they still cling to things like gods and worship and their old relationships. Everything in life is always present, and each person decides their life and position. So there does not have to be a lot of concern about what the next person is choosing, as they have the right to go any direction they want to. The events that are forecast for the future of the Earth are from past causes and also from the alienoids who want to keep the masses in a locked-in fear. It does take a lot for any U-tune to escape the clutches of the Kalum God. But if one does not decide to do so, then pursue the best course to take, then they can only be left with themselves. There are two fundamental ways to view human history. One is known as the catastrophic or accidental view of history, which the dark brats like to promote as an answer for so much of the destruction they cause. The other is the conspiratorial view of what humans have come to know as their history. In the accidental catastrophic view, humans are led to believe that historical events, such as wars and revolutions, were the direct result of some sudden or surprising event, such as mismanagement, the weather, and the best one of all, God did it, which is known as the act of God with most insurance policies. While the catastrophic view can be more accurate for weather, volcanoes, and earthquakes, that is, if they were not created by HAARP and nuclear devices, it does not always provide a realistic view of humanity and events influenced by man, or the gods of man, and the weather spirits. The invented idea of belief can be a powerful thing in the psych realm, as it is in the same category as positive thinking, which can be a temporary benefit, like a band-aid, but can also become a curse because the masses do not understand or respect the reality of cause and effect of the dualistic forces. It is so that the gods of men do rule the ideals of prayer as a petition to them, because they want people to worship and grovel to them. This keeps the little unaware souls in bondage for many lifetimes of being slaves in many different embodiments. None of this is by chance, even though little minds like to think it is. Young, malleable Americans and other minds are mostly taught the accidental view of human history in the governmental controlled school system. This view is reinforced throughout their lives by the elitist-controlled mass media. As a result, when most discover the conspiratorial view, the immediate reaction is shock, disbelief, and a refusal to accept something other than what they have been taught to believe. It is not hard to see how the dark brats have implemented the ideas of belief, hope, and faith into the minds and hearts of most people. Belief, hope, and faith do have their place, as do diapers on a child, but at some point, when the individual has developed their courage, they can then move far past the little ideas of traditional beliefs, which have been a conditioned superstition of control and obedience. But in the shadows lurks the hidden fear placed by the subliminal wrath, like the unseen viruses in one's computer. This then becomes a huge baggage for a person to carry around, like a monkey on one's back they cannot see as they are moving forward with their life. There are huge amounts of deception taking place, and it is all being streamlined to direct as many people as possible into a complete unconsciousness for many more lifetimes. All things are governed by free will, and not the gods in the clouds above. The spiritualists are looking for an awakening, with December 2012, just as so many were wondering about the situation with Y2K. It is not that something will occur, but the savior idea is a real long shot. That is some of New Book 7 of the Adventurous series by Dwayne the Great Writer. Some of the guidance and the education that's being given so that we can maybe what's called earn our way out of these psych realms into the real universes. Anyway, when we're given the opportunity to test it out for ourselves by singing the new you song like for 10, 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night, and maybe 10 or 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning to see what life shows you, it's your decision. So I'll end the show for today with the new song that's being given as the connection to the real universes, the real guides. New you. See ya.